afternoon, listeners. Good afternoon. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Apostle Brian here and my lovely wife, Pastor Delia Preston. We are so grateful to be in your space on your device today, and we're going to have an amazing time in the presence of the Lord. The Bible declares we're two or three gathers in His name. So we are not here in the name of a dart club or any organization, but the name of Jesus through the airwaves of Radio Cape Pulpit, the greatest station for the nation. And we are here to exalt His name. We said to God about 20 odd years ago when God saved us, God, whatever we're going to do for you, we're just going to brag about you and make your name great. So what a great honor and a privilege to be in studio with my lovely wife. We just celebrated 26 years of marriage. God has been exceptionally so good to us. I'm going to say it again. If it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, where would we have been? So honey, don't you want to just say hello to the listeners, to the people?
Good afternoon, everybody. It's wonderful to be here with you all. As you know, this is the program Salt and Light, happening at 12 every Tuesday. And today we are excited. We have a seasoned man of God in our midst. Hallelujah. Today, Pastor Edgar Michaels, who we consider a father in the city. And he's going to talk about his experience, his process as a man of God in ministry. I truly believe that he's going to share nuggets of wisdom of how to, present yourself in ministry. And we are looking forward to that. We are excited.
What I like about this particular seasoned man of God and in this city, and I would say a father of the faith, you know, an apple tree never introduced himself as an apple tree. Mm. Amen. You just look at the tree and the fruit. Look at the fruit. Amen. And then you know, but that is an apple tree. And this Amen. Is the type of character of the man of God that we are sitting under today. And again, once again, you know, yes, Jesus is in heaven and He sent these people on earth, but there's some fathers, there's some mentors, there's some people. And you know what? We cannot do this life, this journey on our own. We need the fathers who has gone before us and who has paved a way, amen, hallelujah, amen, for us to step through. So it is such an honor and such a privilege to sit in the presence of God and in such greatness. Wow, I'm excited, Pastor. I'm really, really excited.
Hallelujah. Please, we are live on Facebook right now on the Radio Cape Pulpit page. Please share it. Please like. Please engage with us. Comment. If you have any questions for Pastor Edgar, please put that on. We are also on our podcast. You are able to access our podcast. You can either download our app on the Play Store, download the Cape Pulpit app, or you can go on our website, www.radiokpulpit.com. I always get it wrong, so we trust that is the correct information. You are able to listen to the podcast on the website as well. We're going to go to a song quickly, and when we come back, we're going to chat to Pastor Edgar. The song is called All Joy by Natalie Lane. Enjoy, beloved. We are back, and today we have Pastor Edgar Michaels in the house. We are excited.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to read Ephesians 4, verse 11. It says, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers." So we know the word of God itself says that it's a gift. He is a gift. The men of God, you know, that serve, that have laid their lives down for the kingdom, to advance the kingdom of God, are gifts from God. And today we honor the gift in the house. Pastor Edgar, it's good to be with you. For those who don't know you, please share a bit of where you come from, how you started out in ministry.
Greetings in the name of the Lord to everybody out there, to my wife, Letitia, 40 years married. Thank you for sticking with me. And to my two sons, Nicholas and Mikael, their wives Liesl and Kayla and our little grandson Gabriel, and there's another one on the way.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom is advancing.
Amen. We thank God for the Michaels family, and I'm the senior pastor of Friends of Daniel Kingdom Church. I'll explain later how we came to that name of the church. It's but strange, yes, but we are located in Voortrekker Road, Maitland, 105. 105 Voortrekker Road. We have got a vibrant church,
awesome.
An end-time church, moving with the Spirit. One of our slogans is, we don't move with the crowd, but with the cloud of glory.
Ayo.
Amen.
Glory.
We want to stay under the cloud. It's God's air conditioner as we travel through this desert of a world. So the air conditioner, out of that cloud come the manna and the protection. And we have a lot of young people full of fire for the Lord.
Awesome.
And I thank God myself a little bit. I am turning 70 this year.
Wow.
The 19th of December.
Thank you.
I don't give the name the 19th so that you might bring gifts, but I just want you to be aware of that. I came to the Lord when I was 16 years old, and I thank God for Apostle Brian Preston, his wife, Lady Pastor Delia, and your ministry. We compliment you. You
thank
are doing
you
a
so
fantastic
much.
Work in Brooklyn. Thank we always please. Watch, and we, and I, you can rest assured we are really praying, because we've made few turns in Brooklyn, and we know it's not easy, but God is letting your work grow steadily. Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah.
I was 16 when I came to the Lord, and I'm 53 years saved. And I am very active in across denominations, in the kingdom, in the body of Christ. And the great men in the city, we are good friends of them.
Hallelujah.
Some of them are moderators. One, the moderator of the full gospel. The other one, the chief man of the AOG, Assemblies of God, PHC, and X-Mission. So
awesome.
We're quite a while in the city. And our hearts are for the city. Mm-hmm. I'm staying in Garden Village, and may Garden Village be saved.
Jesus'
name.
And
I pray that God send in men of God. You know, a prophet is not honored in his own place many a times.
Yeah.
So there's other men of God that I pray that they must come, and other youngsters in Garden Village. But I'm working with them. We have street marches, prayers, and even they come together tonight too. These leaders in Garden Village. Praise That's God. A little bit of myself.
Amen. I said to you early, the first acknowledgement the first introduction that we had with you was when we were newly saved. I think we were saved like a month.
Yes.
But we were so hungry for God, and you ministered at the late Pastor William Tate's church.
Yes, okay.
That time it was still called Fountain of Joy, Assemblies of God in Woodstock. And that night you ministered on the Holy Spirit, Him being the life source, the amoeba that brings everything to life, that brings church to life. And we were so moved by your ministry and your teaching that night. And we always had you in our heart. And I kept on saying to my husband, Brian, we need to get Pastor Edgar Michaels in, because you left that impression. And I mean, we're serving the Lord now for 20 odd years. And we still have that memory. So it just shows that word that you spoke that night, it was really life-giving. And we learned the power, the importance of having a relationship with Holy Spirit. So you definitely made an impression.
Wow.
We want to hear from you. Why Friends of Daniel? Why would you call your man? It's very unique.
It's very unique. Very
it
unique.
It is unique. And I thought God has a sense of humor with this. But I was always, up till today, impressed by the prophet Daniel in the Bible.
Okay.
I always prayed, Lord, I want to be like Daniel. Angels visiting Daniel. When they come to him, this is the way they greeted him.
Wow.
They said, Daniel, man of high esteem.
Sure.
That's how Gabriel greeted Daniel. Daniel was a man of fasting, of prayer, making decisions. I'm not going to eat the king's food.
Yeah.
And even in ministry. And this is how I got to the name Friends of Daniel Kingdom Church. Then one day, I had to change our church's name. It was Living Waters Bible Church, and everywhere you get the Living Waters. So I knew if we this name will just clash with many others in Durban, overseas, in South Africa. So I asked God for a change of name. Then one day, one young man in our church, he had a dream. And it was a vivid dream. And he said it was like in the University of UWC, where all the dignitaries, the president was there of South Africa, tuxedo people.
Sure.
And then the keynote speaker, they introduce him as Daniel.
Mm.
And then he was shocked that I was the keynote speaker coming forward.
Wow.
Daniel.
Sure, wow. Sure.
And in the dream, he himself had two other friends in the church, and they had black suits on because I have ordained them into the ministry.
Sure.
Under me.
Sure.
So I said, Daniel had three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
And I am a so-called Daniel.
Uh-huh.
So let's call the church Friends of Daniel Kingdom Church.
Wow.
And why friends? Because we want to raise the caliber of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that can stand through fire. Daniel faced lions. And Daniel was a great prophet. That's how we came to the name Friends of Daniel.
Sure.
Kingdom Church.
Sure, sure, sure. That's awesome. On my side, Pastor Ivka, you know, I had a conversation with you earlier on, and I said, you know, I just don't like to, you know, because, you know, when things is God-breathed, spirit-breathed,
yeah,
spirit-led, it carries eternal value and weight. And that's why I don't want to just associate myself with anybody, because my wife also, we were, you know, in the pastor's lounge, and said, you know, you must get your cards, and you must network, you know. And I said to her, you know, Delia, I just don't want to network with anyone. If God does not orchestrate it, if it's not of God, you know, if it's by the flesh, that relationship will turn sour, it will die, it will cause lots of problems. But
yeah,
like I say, Pastor, it could just looking in your life, you know, because there's certain people also that, you know, that you read in the Bible and you begin to compare, if I could say it like, and I said, you're this man of God, there's something supernatural, there's something, you know, very authentic. And I believe now is the time. Because, you know, the Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1, in the fullness of time.
Yes.
So Jesus could have come in Daniel's time,
yeah,
although he was there all along.
Yeah.
But he came at the right time. And I believe that, you know, from here on forward, you know, the time has come, you know, for us to, you know, to join together, to, you know, you're praying for us, and we looking in at you, and we're learning.
Yeah.
You know, and we really learn, because, you know, today you're talking about the university thing and how this thing. I said to myself today that I'm going to go to a radio station, yes, but I'm going to school because I know that there's some deposits that's going to take place, and I just sense the presence of God.
Amen.
That's awesome. That's
amen.
Awesome.
We need to go to a song. The song is called Red Letters by Crowder. Please don't go anywhere. We're going to delve further in. I truly believe that Pastor Edgar is going to share nuggets of truth and wisdom for those that are desiring to be in ministry, those that are in ministry. So please don't go anywhere. Enjoy the song Red Letters by Crowder.
Good afternoon, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in the Lord. I just want to read a scripture this afternoon, and then I'm just going to give right over again to Pastor Edgar. And this is what I love about you, per se, Pastor Edgar. And, you know, not to burst the tongues of bubble or anything, but this is just the authentic, that what I see in your life, what I experience when I'm in your presence, and, the couple of times that we've met, you know, in ministry, in where you were ministering at Bishop Wall's church, you were ministering at the AOG, as I said, our first encounter. The Bible says in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 6, if a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dispensation or insubordination, for a bishop, a man of God, must be blameless, a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given into wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. And these are the fruits, the fruit that I see in your life, in your ministry, the longevity, you know, in this frail and decay world, you know, everything seems to just be going. You know, we see people just getting divorced left, right, and center. We see, you know, and but I see these qualities and this fruit, and this is what actually attract, you know, by the Spirit, because the Bible says it's not by power, not by might, by the Spirit. Yeah. And so, Pastor Edgar, this is what I experience in your presence. And so if you maybe can talk to us, because you went to Bible school, have you? How did that come about, or how long? Please talk to us, Pastor Edgar.
Yes, a little bit about that. The necessity of sitting at the feet of men of God teaching you. I was already a youth leader in our denomination, and from there, out of 13 churches, they selected me to go overseas for 6 weeks of training.
Wow.
This is before Bible school.
Sure.
And I was not even on a youth council, but because before that I was preaching around already in youth conferences and camps. And then when I came back from overseas, I was for a year the leader of 10 young people. We were called the discipleship team. And we traveled right through South Africa, knock on doors, puppet shows, open airs, winning souls for the Lord. And then at the end of that, during that time, my calling was confirmed by various prophecies of people that don't know me from a bar of soap.
Hmm.
And before I enrolled in the Bible school, the apostle over our team, the discipleship team, he filled in my papers for the Bible school himself. He said, God told him, I must go to Bible school.
Wow.
I said, no, I planned to go to Bible school. And I was at Bible school, and as Apostle Brian just said, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Not approved unto passing your papers and unto men, but God must approve you.
Amen.
Show yourself, study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed.
Sure.
You see, if you are not studying, if you build a wall, an extra wall on a building, the inspector comes there, he'll push it over because it's not on the plan. And many work for God without knowing what is God's plan.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where is God going to? And you might be sincere in what you are building, but it's not according to God's plan. It's not His approval.
Sure.
Study to show thyself approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The whole Bible is the word of truth. But there are things in the Bible that is specifically to Israel. There are things in the Bible that is specifically to the Gentile nations. There are things in the Bible that's for the Bible. Or let me say, the whole Bible is for the church, but the whole Bible is not about the church. So people take things like futavas of sakken as rol, en hulle bring sekere goed in die Bybel. Hulle sal sê, maar die Bybel sê so.
But
you don't rightly divide
the word of
truth. And that's how error comes in.
I love what you said when you said people came to come and confirm the call upon your life. The Bible says a word is established by two or three
witnesses.
And so, because many times we can perceive something, you know, but we need to get that confirmation, that witness from others that this is what you are hearing. We always share that with our church, you know.
Yes.
If God says it's time for you to pack up and go, by all means, but then get a word from God. Don't do anything outside of hearing from God, and let it be confirmed by two or three witnesses.
Yes.
And so I love what you said about that. Pastor Edgar, and so you got the call of God, you went to Bible school, and then did you immediately go into ministry?
After that, I was, you know, they give you a practical time to see if you're really on the ball. So I went to Reichersdal. I worked for 3 months under a pastor. He observed and checked me out as I preach and where I go visiting people. And then he sent in, "No, this young man is approved. This young man really has it." And that was the way to go, because Paul says, even if you serve as a deacon, if you do well, then you will get promoted to a higher calling. And when I got saved, 16 years old, I realized I was still at high school. Even at high school, I felt, why am I so different, even as a saved person? You know, 17 guys want girlfriends, but I'm not, and then God says, "Listen, Edgar, I keep you in a cocoon because don't break out of this cocoon.
Yeah.
I've got a plan for your life."
Sure.
That was not the prophecy, just through my prayer life. Because one thing, if you start off in, you must develop the secret place.
Amen.
You must be alone with God. There's nobody to impress. There's nobody to show off. It's only you and God. He says, if you pray in the secret, He dwells in the secret place. Yes, and Matthew says, be in the secret place and He will publicly. And that's one of the anchors in every Christian's life. It's your root. The root determines the fruit. The root anchors the plant.
Come on.
And the root draws from sources which not above. It draws from the minerals out of the ground.
Amen.
And therefore, if you don't have the root of study the Word of God, of being alone with the Lord regularly, amen, because prayer life are much under attack.
Amen.
But once you are through, it's like a runner. If you just run once a week, then next week it's always difficult.
Yeah.
But if you do it 3 times a week running, then you're through.
Yeah.
You don't have, it's not an effort.
Yeah.
So once you are through with the prayer life, it's part of you.
It's a part of your makeup.
Then it just flows.
Naturally.
And then from there, you hear the voice of God all the time. He directs you what to do, what to preach, not to preach. Fresh bread from heaven comes from there.
Hallelujah.
So in other words, also, Pastor Edgar, you're saying sometimes when you are in the presence of God continuously, you know, and to those that they are Christians and whatever, but they're not in the presence, it sounds weird to them, like, oh, God spoke again to him. But if I believe that if every one of us, you know, seek the presence of God, it's there where it comes from. The well, the fountain of the well, of the nuggets of God will fall. So it won't become strange when, he's a very presence van die Here, as I must say, because they are not in the presence of God.
They are not, yeah.
You know, and this is the thing that I love about the presence, because it's in that place. The Bible says that He reveals His secrets.
Yes.
You know, to His prophets.
To His prophets.
In a secret place, you know.
Yeah.
Moses had to go up to the mount. You know, Daniel had to go. You know, Joseph. There is a place for ministry, I believe, for just being a faithful servant of God, to seek His face. If my people who are called by my name, you know, to seek the presence of God. And out of that, all the other things flow, Pastor Edgar.
Yes.
So, go for it, Pastor.
No, three top callings of a believer to let it stick in your mind is to be a priest, and out of priesthood flow the prophetic, and from the prophetic comes kingship. You know, God wants you as a prophet and a king. That's in Exodus 19, 1 Peter chapter 2, confirm that it's still so. And as a priest, you must have an altar.
Yeah.
You must sacrifice yourself. You must lay down your life.
Wow.
You must have a prayer life. The priest is constantly in contact with God.
Amen.
Amen. And because there's no altar in people's life, you know, when Elijah wanted to show Jezebel and the Baal prophets who is God, he says, make up your mind, who's God?
Yeah.
And he built an altar because the altar was torn down. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 30, the Bible says, and Elijah repaired the altar. Mm-hmm. And when the altar was repaired, then the fire came.
Mm.
People want to see the fire of God, but they don't have a prayer life. They don't lay down their life.
Amen.
They don't take up their cross.
Sure.
They don't die to... Because see, when you pray, you die to yourself.
You die to self.
And when self is dead, Christ comes forth.
Amen.
And from there, you hear the voice of God. Now you enter into the prophetic.
Mm.
Now when you speak, it's weighty. People feel, what is this in the words of this man?
Yo.
There's a voice in the voice. Somebody else can say the same sentence.
Sure. Mm.
But when you speak, they say, but there's some ingredient in this voice. Then from the prophetic, you move into kingship. You have authority over enemies and the devil. You rule, you reign, you walk tall. The three top ministries of a believer is priest, prophet, and king.
Amen. We're going to go to a song. Unfortunately, we have to. The song is called Best of Me by Rihanna Nell. Enjoy. Beloved, please come back. I think the spirit is moving now, and Pastor Edgar is truly unpacking the truth and the power of the word. Amen. Enjoy. We are back, beloved. We are back. We are thoroughly enjoying Pastor Edgar in the studio today. This is the program Salt and Light, and Pastor Edgar is just sharing powerful truths and wisdom from the word of God. Pastor Edgar, I want to know, because we started ministry, Light Ministries, and it's about 6 years old now. It's still a baby.
We started in COVID. Okay. When the church closed, God said, we must open now. And, and like, how do we open in COVID? You know, because,
So, we want to find out from you, what has been your experience growing your ministry? What has been the highs and the lows? And what are the truths or the wisdom that God has taught you in this time through your journey? Because you in ministry, you said, for how long?
For nearly 40 years, yes.
40 years.
40 years.
Out of the 53 years saved.
Exactly. So I know that there is some amazing wisdom that you can impart to us and to those that are listening. What has been the highs and lows, and what has God taught you from those
highs and
trying
lows?
To grow your people, see them go to the next level?
Yeah, let me say, when you in the ministry, you must take your wife along in develop, growing, and build a strong, good, healthy marriage.
Amen.
Because otherwise you will be quickly deflated. Mm. Een van my gesegdes is dat jy by die huis kom, maak jou vrou jou wiele pap. Sy kan die godsman na buite wees, maar she's not impressed at all.
Wow.
So charity begins at home, and also live Christ as a role model to your children and your family. Develop a good testimony. Lessons learned in ministry is, before I get to the negative part, is that you must have a strong prayer life. You must be daily in the Word. You must be daily not reading the Bible for preaching. It's just part of your food. I can give you 5 W's, which will be the 5 fingers of your hand. One of my sermons is... First, the Word, that's the first W. The second one, worship, your prayer life. The third one, the will of God. Always, passionately want the will of God. The will of God might not take you where you want to go. Seek His will, okay? Then, fourthly, the work of God. And lastly, remember, you are a warrior. You are a fighter. because the lessons in ministries have your roots deep, your prayer life, study, the reading of the word. Listen to preaching often. Any live in Christian or Holy Spirit environment. I don't have much time listening to other things. Okay, what's the Springboks? I watch. I'm not a Man United supporter. I'm a Chelsea supporter. Now I make some enemies. And Liverpool is always by the pool of Bethesda. Mercy, Lord. But what I'm trying to say, my foot is on the ground. I'm not pie in the sky. Live cloud cuckoo land. You understand? Put out the dirt bin. We live. You're a spiritual man, but you stay a man.
Yeah.
A human being. Don't become a spirit and spooky. You understand? Be for real.
Yeah.
Be for real. And then also live in the fear of the Lord. Not the fear of people. If you fear the Lord, you don't need to fear your past, your present, or your future. In the fear of the Lord is the wisdom of God, is the favor of God, is the friendship of God. Amen. Fear make Christ and God your fear. Then build some good company of ministers around you. Don't just associate with anybody. You understand, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 15:33, don't be deceived, bad company corrupts good morals. Yeah. You understand? So be around healthy ministers, senior men, men that are grown up and strong in the Lord. Okay?
Sure.
And then also develop your spirit, man, by praying a lot in tongues. Pray long hours in tongues. By yourself, as I drove here to here, even if I leave, I will sarabosu. I'm in the because I keep my spirit, man, like a magnet. I can draw God and spiritual things if the magnet is strong. But the magnet pushes away aluminium and wood, so my spirit pushes away things that's not of God. It just don't stick. It's like water on a duck's back.
Sure.
And then also in ministry, you get people that turn out to be Judases, stab you in the back. You've invested so much in their lives. They walk away from you. And then this is the war. That's the war. So you need to watch those, your flock very well. And especially those who are close to you, even in leadership. They must be careful because Satan broke up God's church in heaven.
Yeah.
And it's his masterstroke. He made up a third of God's angels against him.
Sure.
And it comes once you've got position. You don't perform maybe in your position. Now you get demoted. Now because we cannot, we must win the game, the soccer match. And if you don't perform that day, even if your name is Rooney or Beckham or who, I need to replace you because the game is not about you. We want to win the game. So there's some people that are around you. They perform very well for some time. They become slack. You have to say, I need to replace you, brother. And that's when that brother and disloyalty or becoming like a Judas, it starts with unforgiveness. You took offense.
Yeah.
You were demoted. When the pastor is absent, you speak as if you are the man. You understand?
Sure. Yeah.
Pride comes in.
Sure.
And people, Job 41 says the crocodile Leviathan is the son, is over all sons of pride. And a crocodile, he lies in the water. You just see his two eyes. Be careful for those who hardly speak and talk much, but their eyes just roam around.
Sure.
And look, they are too quiet for comfort.
Sure.
Because once they strike, it's like a crocodile. You say, oh my God, I never knew this brother, this sister is like this. You understand? So Jesus said, John 6 verse 70, he says, I've elected all of you, but one of you is a devil. And that was Judas.
Sure.
He became a devil. When the Lord chose him, he was not that. He became like that. So the devil always tried to get entrance into your ministry through these things. And then when people leave, then people want to accusations. Pastor Brian is this. His wife is this. Edgar is this and that. And now you have to build a wall around your people. Zechariah 2 verse 5 says, may there be a fire of wall around us and the glory inside the city. So you have to guard your flock against those who are former members, but they still want to influence your people wrongly. You have to take a stand, a loving stand, but for the sake of the flock, you have to protect them. But in ministry, the bad is not outweighing the good.
Amen.
If your yoke is easy, Christ carry one side of the yoke, you carry the other side. Like a doctor, he cannot go home and have everybody's sickness that he examined today. He have to live. So a pastor, there's certain problems. It's the Lord's problem. Other thing, it's my problem. I'll do my part and God will do his part. And then the going is wonderful. But ministry is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's a to see souls getting saved. And we must always keep the number one thing. The number one thing, the winning of the lost. And we thank God that he saved us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I see, Pastor Edgar, so you talked about the Bible school, how I see you got some books. Talk to us about that.
Amen.
If you would.
Thank you. Thank you. I have my own Bible school now for over 12 years.
Sure.
And I've wrote all 24 subjects myself. And we have breeded out of the Bible school, me and my wife. She's the great administrator, like your wife. I can do nothing really without my wife. And we've got many that are in ministry, even Namibia, Port Nolet. I work in Kalfinia, Grabo, Saldana, everywhere. We start churches, we raise up ministers. And just last night, next week I will conclude the subject on demonology, spiritual warfare. And I've got great spiritual fathers in the ministry. I brought one of their books, Bishop Dag, Ewart Mills. He's got over 3,000 churches. He's from Ghana. He looks like a colored. He says when he came to Cape Town, he met his real people. And I'm on the international board of Bishop Dag. And he's got a powerful, powerful ministry.
Amen.
And I brought I'll just run through. Yeah. He's got a book, How to Be Born Again and Avoid Hell. Beautiful for preaching.
Mm.
Then to raise up strong Christians, they must teach them to sacrifice.
Mm.
A believer must be 24/7 on duty. So many pastors say, Edgar, you go and preach. Sometimes I go preach. I didn't ask my church to go with, but when I get there, there's about 7-8 cars of our people.
Wow.
They struggle to close the church because all the people of the church are gone, but we stand and we're talking and fellowshipping.
That's awesome.
It's because of sacrifice. Then when it comes to people that must be reliable, Bishop got a series of books of how to take care that people don't become Judas. One of it is those who are offended, those who accuse you, how to deal with it, and those who leave you, what to do. Because you can pray a blessing after 3 months after they left, not now, because you must check when they're gone. Are they attacking our church? Are they making up others? What did they for ochen gepreek and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take care. And then lastly, we must live for rewards at the judgment seat of Christ.
Sure.
That day is the day of reckoning. We can have all the accolades and the praise, but the day of judgment, the Lord will cut us to size. And Amen. I live for that day.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
We just quickly once again have to go to a song. It's called New Day by Joe Niemann. Then we'll come back and Pastor Edgar will pray for those that are believing that God is calling them to ministry. Let's come back. A New Day by Joe Niemann.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are back And we're going to just have to wrap up. But as I'm saying, I'm sitting under this anointed conversation this afternoon, and I can only conclude that, sure, we only just scratched the surface. There's so much that still needs to come out in the air, in the open, so that people can get truth and revelation. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. Amen. And so we are sitting under this anointed ministering of the word of God, and so we just trust. I'm in trust mode that maybe next week, if the Lord did not come to fetch us, and Pastor Edgar is still available, that we continue this
nudge,
this topic, because why? We were just scratching the surface, but yeah, we're gonna trust God, Pastor Delia. So, Pastor Edgar, you know, up to you. There's people in ministry. There's people that is, you know, really trusting God. Is, you know, myself and the, just by what you're sharing, this the little nugget that you're sharing, I think in my heart, I'm like listening, I'm like, Lord, I'm still in for a long shot, because there's such a lot of things that I need to learn, you know, and in ministry, you know. And so, Pastor Edgar, you, there's people that is trusting God. You can just pray, or just the last encouragement, and then, you know, we have to wrap it up, Pastor. We've got about a minute, 2 minutes.
And then we have to wrap it up. Amen. I will, let me thank you, Lady Pastor Delia and Apostle Brian Preston. And our, as I said, in our absence, I always pray for you. And I mean it. You know, it's a cliche also. But I want you to be even more spiritually prosperous in your ministry, your family,
Thank you, sir, the work of God in Brooklyn.
May God entrust you with many, many souls in the name of the Lord. Lastly, let me just say, Romans chapter 12, Paul says, by the mercies of God, I pray that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy unto the Lord. That is your spiritual service of worship. And he says, through that way you will discover the will of God. And the will of God is threefold. It's the good will of God, it's the acceptable will of God, and it's the perfect will of God.
Amen.
May you grow into the will of God. We all were lepers. Leprosy is a type of sin. And leprosy was incurable in those days. It was like AIDS or cancer. And we all suffered from sin. But Jesus came and died and took our sin upon himself.
Amen.
He delivered us from sin.
Yes, Lord.
And the leper, after he is cleansed, he had to consecrate himself to God.
Hallelujah.
There's a difference between consecration and dedication. Dedication is you only give an egg, but the chicken is alive. But to get bacon, the pig have to sacrifice, have to die. So many believers just give something to God, but God wants you to consecrate your life. May God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. So powerful. Thank you, Pastor Edgar,
for taking up your
time. We know that time is precious, and so thank you so much for being with us today. We need to go and chew on all that we've heard today. And we would truly, truly like for you to come back.
I look forward to it.
Amen. To everybody that's listening, thank you so much for tuning in today. I trust that you were blessed and that the Lord is ministering to you.
Thank you very much, beloved, for tuning in. Thank you very much for your time, for being in our space. I believe that next week, Tuesday, this time around, that we are going to go deeper, and we're going to truly, I believe, conclude what needed to be done. But I believe that God still has something on his agenda to share with you. We will see you next time. This time, please share the broadcast. Tell your friends to tune in. And it's such a great honor. Be blessed and have a wonderful day in
Jesus'
name.
Be blessed. Amen.
Be blessed, everyone.